Now, has anybody ever come back to life after an NDE and come from thinking they were in a previous life? In other words, assuming there is reincarnation, somebody who maybe lived in the 1800s and now is having an NDE in 1962 pops back into that body and still thinks it's 1864.
There are some rare case reports where that's happened. And some of these are absolutely fascinating.
Tell me.
It can be even before 1800s. There's some rare reports where they actually go back even centuries before that. And again, that can be part of the life review process where they actually become aware of their life prior to the earthly, current day life. Or, in fact, their multiple lives have been described. What's really interesting is when they're reliving these distant past lives, they actually feel like they're the same person. Amazingly, they seem to feel they have the same personality, they're the same individual. There's that same sense of self, even over multiple different lives, which is fascinating.
Are they the same gender?
No. When they describe these, it seems to be fairly random in terms of whether they'll be male or female.
And when they have these, let's say they have three or four other lives, are they various races in various places of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. They don't necessarily, and that's what, sort of the validating issue. You'd think if you were to perceive a past life, if you were to try to construct that, if you will, voluntarily or involuntarily, it would be much easier to construct a life that's familiar. In other words, say being in America in the 1800s, being in America in the 1700s, but I'm not seeing that. The people that believe they live past lives and review them, they can be completely different cultures, completely different languages, interestingly. I mean, they're not their native language, male or female, completely different gender roles. And so that's part of what's very, very fascinating to look at these types of accounts.
For that rare few that came back still thinking they were someone from a previous life, how did they get reacclimated?
That's interesting. Sometimes they actually can live, and again, we're getting into some rare case reports of near-death experiences, but some actually report having lived, and sometimes even very, very prolonged period of times in a different life or existence, if you will. I recall one vivid near-death experience where an NDEer was living a different life and actually grew up and married and had a family, and then they came back to this earthly existence and they were completely apart from that. They had to go through a fairly prolonged grieving process because they'd lost all that was familiar to them, all that was comfortable to them, and it was very, very difficult for them to come back and make that adjustment back here on Earth after having spent such a substantial amount of time in a different existence.
So I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned because originally I was thinking about somebody coming back into their, bed in 1962 and thinking they were in 1864. But I think what you just told me is that there are some people who, during an NDE, instead of coming back to this lifetime, actually go back to another lifetime?
Well, it's a different lifetime. They can live a prior lifetime or they can live a very different life. But, yeah, there are some rare case reports where this happens, and it's not just a fragmentary sort of skipping around like a dream. I mean, they have a very logical, it's like living a life like you and me, Raleigh.
No, I know.
And they live this. They have their own emotional connections. They have their own life purpose. They have their own environment.
Yeah.
It's all very, very familiar to them, and yet, boom, they come back here, and it's a totally different ballgame.
Now, while you're saying this, years ago on Coast to Coast, I had Dr. Bruce Goldberg on. He's been on several times. And one of the things that Dr. Goldberg believes is, much like quantum pop physics, if you will, that you're living multiple existences simultaneously and you can be reprogrammed to your quote-unquote better life, if you will. Now, some of these people, were they coming back into alternate lives at the same time period as the same person, but just in another situation?
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't had anybody, and it's really hard to say, when people have remembrance of past lives, they're generally, as best I can tell, sequential. In other words, they're not occurring simultaneously two or more different lives at the same period of earthly history. I'm not seeing that, although I can't say that's impossible. More often than not, it's, one life and then, some period of time later in earthly history, they have a second life. However, having said that, there's certainly some other case reports, such as the one I just described, where this person, basically grew up, married, and had a family. I certainly cannot exclude the possibility that that is occurring as a parallel existence or universe, if you will, to what we're living in right now. And furthermore, consistent with that, when near-death experiencers come back, they often, a very typical theme is that, hey, there's a whole different dimension out there, and we're talking about a different spatial dimension, and perhaps even more than four dimensions. So a fairly typical concept coming back is that, you know, what we're existing in our current earthly world, our three-dimensional world now, may be the very tiniest tip of the dimensional way the universe is really set up. So certainly that is an absolute possibility that there may be simultaneous existences going on. That's certainly possible from NDE evidence.
Oh, sure. And whether they're directly connected to us, the fact that we see such a limited spectrum of vibration, it only stands to reason that on other vibrational existences, they could be, you know, right here.
Absolutely.
But in terms of this individual who, you know, came back to a different life, got married, and then came back to this one, we know how she got to the different life because she had the NDE. What kind of cataclysmic thing got her back to this life?
Resuscitated, you know,
again.
You know, once they are resuscitated and come back to life and consciousness returns, I mean, again, understand these are essentially all people that are, or at least in earthly perceptions, are unconscious. But once consciousness returns, it's time for the NDEers to come back to Earth. It's relatively unusual, although not unheard of, for people, if you will, to bilocate. In other words, have conscious experiences going on several different places, but in general, once they're resuscitated and once they, if you will, come back to life, then they have to go on living their earthly existence here.
Okay, so what I was imagining it being is here this person has this NDE and wakes up in another lifetime. I would assume in that lifetime that they've awakened, she would have to have another NDE or something to shift her back to this one.
You know, I don't recall the breaking point in the existence that they had during the NDE, so I'm not really sure how that happened. You know, to the best of my recollection, it just suddenly terminated when she resumed her earthly existence without any NDE or life-threatening event in the other existence during the NDE.
So in other words, her NDE, which had to be clinically a matter of minutes in terms of in her dense earth body, she actually lived, say, 20 years?
Well, certainly a period of years. You know, I'm not really sure how many years, but absolutely. And that's again, rare but not unheard of. We certainly have a series of NDEs where people had existences that would be, I guess, in terms of earthly measurement, years. So, again, part of the great fascination mystery of NDEs, here you have somebody who's clinically dead, who's unconscious, who by medical definition means unconscious, you cannot have a conscious thought, and here they are having this phenomenal series of conscious events, very, very vivid, very, very real as you and I talking, that can last for a period of years.